Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. I'm by nature kind of a worrier. I have been since I was a kid, and I'm certain, if I'm honest, as a little guy, I probably had some anxiety issues well into my college years. I tended to think about the worst case scenario all the time. I'd let narratives spin out of control in my mind, and I believe that came about from early life experiences that shaped me when I was little, like when I lost my grandpa and a few other significant traumatic events that occurred. But over the course of my life, I've taken that anxious instinct and turned it into more of a strategic mind frame. Thinking about everything that could go wrong actually can be shifted to a good thing. It allows you to oddly predict and anticipate what could go wrong, overplan, and have high ownership into the success of whatever you're facing. But how do you get this way? What trigger should you be watching for in life? And what other experiences shape you to help you overcome what otherwise can be debilitating? I was thinking a lot about this past week, and when I was coaching a few people, I kept thinking about one person in my life, and it was kind of weird because it was someone who was one of my best friends when I was a kid, someone who I spent every weekday with, and someone who showed me all different ways to approach life. He was one of my best friends from when I was like 3 years old, probably till I was 6 years old, just after kindergarten, which to that point in my life was half my life. Before I get into my buddy too much, I need to give you a little background about me as a kid. I'm the oldest of three brothers, Teddy, Tommy, and Johnny Knightsky. We grew up in Port Washington, Wisconsin, on Lake Michigan. We were pretty energetic kids, and I think my mom had her hands full with us. When we were little, we had pretty set routines, and when I was preschool age, we lived in a neighborhood where I had a couple of friends my age, Mike and Nikki. We played all day on our big wheels and ran around a lot. But each day, I had a set routine, and that's how I got to know Fred. You see, my mom would have me come in for lunch, and I would get to watch two shows on TV before I had to take my nap. I was thinking about this, and that made me realize I was an online learner in the 70s. One was Sesame Street, and the other, Mr. Rogers, whose name is Fred. Weirdly, this week, when I was getting a little nervous for other people, I oddly kept thinking about all the lessons I learned from Mr. Rogers and what we can take away from him today. Now, one more odd thing that happened before I prepped this episode. I was at a record store with my daughter Grace in Milwaukee, and we were picking up a few albums. I got a new Peter Gabriel live album, a Nick Drake Pink Moon album, Liam Gallagher, and then I was digging through the recently arrived used section and found, of all things, a Mr. Rogers record. I bought it.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to.
You see, I think that my buddy Fred actually instilled in me and all of us who grew up with him a certain set of skills and mindsets. I believe that he showed us how to take on what makes us uncomfortable. I think he showed us how to challenge our assumptions. I think he showed us how to take on what's bothering us. I think he showed us how to be brave, how to challenge ignorance, and how to stand up for what is right. I believe he taught us to think. And we did all that in the 60s, 70s, and 80s in their version of online. I think he might have been the first Buffalo many of us were ever exposed to. I mean, here he is on television in the late 1960s, challenging all different types of stereotypes and doing so in a very subtle but direct way. Now remember that a Buffalo is a leader that recognizes they have influence and they charge into the storms they are facing in an effort to get through them quicker and get through their challenges. Leaders are all about example, setting it, living by it, and looking for it. Examples of how to act, respond, learn, grow, challenge. We are all looking for ways to get better. And for so many Americans, we started our preschool life learning from a guy named Fred who lived in Pittsburgh and showed up magically on PBS every day. I was thinking a lot about Mr. Rogers this week because I've been listening to people who I really care about talk about all of the things they are faced with in life right now, how these challenges are overwhelming, draining, and instilling a sense of general hopelessness, how they were not certain that online learning was actually making a difference or changing student outcomes or that kids are even learning, and that COVID was impacting people's ability to learn and grow. I don't need to talk to you about COVID, but it is creating a lot of worry and uncertainty. But this past week, I put a total of 1,100 miles on my car, which means I was in it a lot, and that is my reflection time, and I just kept thinking about Mr. Rogers. Like a good teacher, I felt like I had a relationship with him, that I could trust him, that he knew me. I always thought he was actually in my house. When he looked into the camera with genuine love and empathy, I always felt like I had a funny uncle who had puppet friends, people who would stop over, a really cool stoplight in his living room, a trolley, shoes like my grandpa, and a sweet collection of zipper sweaters. As a matter of fact, a few years ago, I found a zipper sweater, and I laugh every time I put it on and zip it up, and I sing to myself, "It's a good feeling to know you're alive." When I was driving, I was thinking about all the kids in America who now turn on their little laptops and see a teacher, and I wondered if they have a relationship like I had with Mr. Rogers. I wondered if the students, as they were viewing the little screen, looked forward to that time they get with the person on the other side. And I wondered if those teachers recognize how powerful and influential they are in the lives of all the little people, teenagers and young men and women who are depending on them for so much. Just like I did with Fred. I looked up the episodes that Mr. Rogers had when I was 4. Listen to this list of only a few of the episodes and what I learned from Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers lends his antique car to Mr. McFeely to make sure he can get somewhere. Mr. Rogers talks all the ways that people can welcome other people. Mr. Rogers has a dental exam. Mr. Rogers goes to the music shop to demonstrate the difference between a piano and an organ. Chef Brockett and Jeff Edwards make taffy at Brockett's Bakery. Mr. Rogers helps Natalie Baker look at an apartment she may rent. She's a Hispanic single mother of 2. Rogers listens to African music. Mr. Rogers explains going to the hospital. Mr. Rogers discusses the fear children will have about starting school. All right, let's unpack that. Let's unpack what I was exposed to, and you might have been exposed to, and this powerful metaphor about teachers and how we each have influence when the world is filled with fear. First, most laptops today are about the same size as the Zenith TV we had when I was a kid, so at least the technology is equal, and you know what else is? Your influence. Like Mr. Rogers, teachers and educators have become a part of the routine, something for people to depend upon, and the only way to learn an outside perspective, outside of their own house. I know how hard it is for teachers right now when they're teaching into a little green dot on the top of their computer and only a few people seem engaged. But think about Mr. Rogers for a moment. No one ever spoke back to him, and he and his cast just kept plugging away. Think about what you learned from Mr. Rogers. And if you didn't watch him, think back to that list of episodes I just shared with you of the things that he did teach and how he impacted us. Mr. Rogers taught me how to greet people formally and informally. He went to the dentist to model for me the importance of brushing my teeth and not to be afraid of being at the dentist. He went to a music shop and showed all the instruments. I would have never seen that in my town, tiny little town. He went to a bakery and showed us how to make taffy, which was our favorite candy when we were kids. He exposed me to other cultures by showing us African musicians and letting us listen to their music. In 1975, he helped a single Hispanic mother with 2 kids tour an apartment, and the landlord was an African-American gentleman. He was teaching us about diversity, other types of family dynamics, and modeling acceptance and empathy. To me, when I was 3 or 4 in the early 70s, he took time to show us around a hospital and see all the cool things they do, and he talked about how normal it was for us children to be nervous about going to school for the first time. He was blended learning before anyone ever talked about it. He was online learning before there was a line into your house. He was the first digital platform teacher, and he was amazing. He was patient, kind, loving, caring, and did his best every episode to instill in us a sense of hope, new ideas and information. And finally, he was constantly there for you and me. As we keep struggling with all things COVID, remember that everything we do for everyone around us matters. There is no halfway or half effort. If you are a teacher, you matter. If you're an administrator, you matter. If you work in a business, a hospital, a factory, wherever, you matter. While it may seem on a daily basis like you're not making a difference, you are. Here I am, 46 years later, after watching Mr. Rogers in our living room, and I can vividly see him, hear his voice, and I can remember the lessons learned. I know you're making a difference because when I was a little guy, I wished Mr. Rogers would never end. Do you know why? Because when it ended, I had to take a nap, and I hated napping. I was too energetic. But you know what I would do when I laid there trying to fall asleep? I would think of my online teacher, Mr. Rogers. I'd think about him, what he did. If King Friday was going to do something fun tomorrow, if Mr. Rogers would go on a field trip or some unknown guest would be there. While nothing about 2020 feels right, when it's all over, it will be the most remembered year of many of our lives. When you are leading in our world, in your world, are you making the most of the opportunity? Are you providing lessons that allow people to grow from your interaction? Are you giving it 100% each time the people in your world turn you on the laptop? If not, you need to recognize that you have the opportunity here to make a significant impact. Mr. Rogers, he broke stereotypes. He influenced generations. He increased empathy. He introduced us to people with disabilities, put his feet in a pool with a black man, showing us that it's okay to accept each other. He increased us culturally with art and music. He taught us with everything he did. And so do you. Yeah, you. This is not the time to get down because we don't know if we're making a difference. Stop doubting and start impacting. Your regular presence in the lives of those you serve, for many, is just enough. Your creativity, energy, and love of supporting others, it shines through every day. Stop thinking about the restrictions and the weird environments as a burden, and look at them as though it's an opportunity for you to provide, every day, influence on the lives of those you serve. Ways in which you will never understand. I mean, for the love of Pete, I bought a Mr. Rogers record just to have it. And you know what? It filled me with joy just remembering the times I spent with him in the living room on Berry Avenue. Us adults, we will remember for the rest of our lives all the meetings we were in online. We'll remember all the different ways we tried to help kids to find their logins and just plain old just trying to help kids. Well, those kids, they'll remember every moment that you made memorable. Charge into the opportunity to be this generation's Mr. Rogers. So let's do some smart thinking. Describe how you can provide memorable moments when you are on the TV, I mean online. List ways you can increase engagement in a blended world. And define for yourself how you want to influence others. That's it. Hey, as always, thank you for listening and thank you for supporting the Smart Thinking Podcast. Please share this episode with your teacher and school friends. Everyone needs to remember that they're making a difference. Also, thank you to the Wild Pennies for their great music, and remember to purchase their music on iTunes, their website, or subscribe and like them on Spotify. As we close out, so many of us are blessed with good problems and others of us were given true challenges. But there's still opportunities. As we approach the fall and all of our traditions, don't get in a funk. Please remember that this is all temporary and that we will move forward. It will be tough. It will be lonely. But be creative. Enjoy what you have and look forward into the storm knowing that it will end. As you know, music is very important to me. And when I was at the record store the other day with Grace and I found that Mr. Rogers' record, I also bought a Peter Gabriel album. Now, he's one of my favorite artists, and he just released 3 concert albums. But as I was thinking about how to end this episode, this song actually came on, and I thought, Ted, shut up and let Peter Gabriel give us our closing message.
In this proud land, we grew up strong. We were wanted all along. I was taught to fight, taught to win. I never thought I could fail. No fight left, or so it seems. I am a man whose dreams have all deserted. I've changed my face, I've changed my name, but no one wants.
yet.